Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Off the heels of the previous Mishnah, so we're dealing with two people bumping into each other, damaging each other, or damaging each other's items that they were carrying. Now the Mishnah is going to deal with what happens when two behemos, two shores, shvarim, two animals damage one another, or if a person and an animal and a behema damage one another. So the Mishnah starts, Shnei Shvarim, again, Shvarim are ox. They were tamim. They were short tams. So if you remember short tam, when you're dealing with hezek such as keren, a short tam, the payment for short tam that damages is chatzi nezek. So remember that. So shnei shvarim tamim shechadlu ze et ze. They damage one another. Mishalim bamosar chatzi nezek. So how is the damage? How is that paid? So mishalim bamosar chatzi nezek. That the way it's assessed is they will pay chatzi of the excess nezek that was done. Meaning, we'll look at how much damage was done to each shore. So let's say you have shore A and shore B damaging one another. So we go ahead and we say, okay, shore A had this amount of damage and shore B had this amount of damage. Let's say, for example, you had shore A, 400 zuz of damage done to it, and shore B had 300 zuz of damage done to it. So then the difference in the damage is 100 zuz. So the one who did more damage, the one whose animal did more damage of 100 shekel more, will take that 100 shekel and divide it into two, because we're talking here about the payment of chati nezek. Now, continuing on, shnei mu'adim. So if both of the behemos were mu'adim, so mishamim b'maisa nezek shalem. So like in the same example, we'd have that we take in the excess, the payment would be nezek shalem. So if one damaged 400 and the other one damaged 300, so the excess would be 100. And in that situation, since they're both mu'adim, so the excess of 100 will be paid to the one who more damage was done to. And the one who did more damage obviously pays the 100 shekel. Now, the way this is being assessed is we're taking the amount of damage done to each one, right, to each damaging each other, and we're seeing which one did more damage. And we're taking the excess, we're subtracting the damage done by each of them, we're subtracting one from the other. And whoever did more, we take the excess, which is left after the subtraction, and we either cut it in half if they were both tam, or we have them pay the full excess. We have the one who did more damage pay the full excess because it's nezek shalem. But we're not going ahead and first taking each animal. Like, we're not saying animal A damaged 400, so let's divide it by 2, and we have 200. And the other animal damaged 300, so let's divide it by 2, and we have 150. And then we just subtract 150 from 200, and you have 50. So at the end of the day, it's another way to calculate it, but that's not the way we're calculating it. We're calculating it first by taking the full amount of damage done, subtracting that, 400 by 300, and that gives you 100, and you divide it by 2, it comes out to 50. So in the end, you'll ask yourself, what's the difference? Either way, you come to the same result of 50 shekel, whether you first divide it by 2, and then you subtract, or whether you subtract, and then divide it by 2. So here is where, in this case, coming up, you'll see where the difference would be. And the truth of the matter is, the way we're explaining it now is the approach of the Bartanura and Rashi, but there are others that understand when it says, B'moisar chati nezek, B'moisar nezek shalem, there are others that understand it the second way we explained it. But just be aware that there are other opinions, but we're going to go and explain it the way we've been explaining it all along, that you first take the damage done, subtract the damage done from each other. Again, they both shore A and shore B damaged each other for a certain amount. So we subtract one from the other, whatever's left. So that's how we will go ahead and assess the payment. The tam pays chatzi nezek, chatzi of the excess, and the mu'ad will pay the full excess. And this has great ramifications and is a huge chiddush in the following case. The Mishnah now says as follows. Echad tam v'echad mu'ad. If one is a tam and the other is a mu'ad, then mu'ad batam, mishalim b'mosa nezek shalim. Then if the mu'ad did more nezek to the tam than the tam did to the mu'ad, then the owner of the mu'ad will pay the entire excess damage. So in our case, we were of 400 and 300. So if the one who did the 400 shekel worth of damage was the mu'ad, so then I'll pay 100. But tam b'mu'ad, but if the one who did 400 damage was the tam, so then he'll pay 50. Mishalem b'moitzar chatzi nezek. He'll pay half of that excess. So it comes out that a huge chiddush, that we first look at the total damage done
And then we go ahead and do what? And then we go ahead and we divide the excess for the tam, or we have the muad pay the full amount. But you realize if what you did was, if you divided the damage by two before you subtracted one from the other, so then even in a case where the tam did 400 shekel of damage and the muad did 300 shekel of damage, at the end of the day, the muad would have been, the owner of the muad would have been chayiv 100 shekel more than the owner of the tam, and he'd end up paying the 100 shekel there because he in the end did more damage. So there are Rishonim that learn that way, but that's not the way. Okay, we're explaining it. We're explaining it according to the Bar Tanura and according to the Rashi, which ends up coming out that again, if the short tam did 400 worth of damage and the muad did to the short tam 300 worth of damage, the owner of the short tam is going to pay 50 shekel, as opposed to the other Rishonim, the way they learn. In that case, Gufa, the owner of the muad, would pay the owner of the short tam 100, because the other Rishonim actually divide the 400 shekel of damage done by the tam before the subtraction is done. Anyway, the Mishnah v'chein shnei anashim shechavlu zeh b'zeh. Similarly, if two people damage one another, mishalim b'mois and ezek shalim, then we look at the excess of who damaged who more. If Reuven damaged Shimon 100 shekel more than Shimon damaged Reuven, so Reuven will pay Shimon 100 shekel because it's adam hamazik, and he's a nezek shalim that needs to be paid, and therefore it'll be a full 100 shekel that Reuven will have to pay Shimon. Adam b'muad, if a person and a shor damage each other, so then if the person did more nezek to the muad than the muad did to him, okay, umuad be'adam, or if the muad did more nezek to the person than the person did to the muad, then either the owner of the muad or the person who damaged the muad will pay nishalim b'mosa nezek shalim. Whoever damaged more pays the entire excess damage. Because we're dealing with what? We're dealing with nezek shalim. We're dealing with two muadim. Adam is muad la'olam, as you know. And now we come to, which is seemingly also simple, but we'll see is actually my focus here. Let's say you have adam b'tam, a person who damages a tam, where the person did more damage to the tam than the tam did to him. B'tam b'adam, or the tam did more damage to the person than the person did to the tam. So adam b'tam, shalim b'tam, shalim. Then when the adam is damaged the tam more than the tam damaged the adam, so then the adam is going to pay the owner of the tam, as a shalim, tam b'adam. But if the owner of the tam did more, meaning the tam did more damage to the adam than the adam did to the tam, then the owner of the tam pays in the mosar chatzi nezek, whatever excess there is, split into two. So mishalim b'mosar chatzi nezek. Again, remember, this is being explained this way according to the Bar Tanura and Rashi, that we first subtract the damage, right? The lesser damage from the greater damage, and whatever is left over. So if it's a tam that did more damage, then the owner of the tam takes that excess damage that occurred and splits it in half, and that's what he pays, and vice versa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Tam Shechavah Ba'adam Mishalim Mosin Ezek Shalim. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that when we say that a Tam pays Chatzi Nezek, it's only Chatzi Nezek when a short Tam only pays Chatzi Nezek when it damages another shore. But if it damages a person, then the short Tam, the owner of the short Tam, the Chiyuv is one of Nezek Shalim, and therefore there's no difference, according to Rabbi Akiva, whether it was a Tam Shechavah Ba'adam or a Muad Shechavah Ba'adam. In both cases, Mishalim, B'moisa, Nezek Shalim. The owner of the Tam would still pay Nezek Shalim, not Chatzi Nezek of the excess. He'd pay the full excess. So if the short Tam damaged a person 400, while the person only damaged the Tam 300, the owner of the Tam, the Bala Shor of the Tam, would not pay 50, half of the excess 100, but would pay the full 100.